going to give the American people a huge tax cut for Christmas. Hopefully that will be a great, big, beautiful Christmas present.
Joining us now to discuss that big, beautiful Christmas present, Larry Kudlow. Good morning, Larry.
Morning.
So will it be a great, big, beautiful Christmas present that we're all going to receive?
Well, I'd say yes. I think that, you know, the power behind this is in the business side. And it's funny because it hasn't changed much from what Steve Moore and Art Laffer and others, Mnuchin, worked on the campaign 2 years ago. It's, you know, the basis of this thing is still a 20% corporate rate, which I might add, the Senate has got to move the start date to 2018, not 2019. That'd be a big mistake. The House is 2019. And the repatriation and the 100% expensing. And they do need to give a little more relief, tax relief, to the you know, the so-called subchapter S pass-throughs, et cetera, which Ron Johnson has been talking about. I had him on the radio Saturday, and one of his points is he wants more equal distribution on salt. Right now, the C corporations can deduct salt, state and local taxes, whereas the pass-throughs cannot, so that needs to be fixed. But on the whole, if I just kind of focus on that, oh, there's one thing that does bother me. I don't know if this is the business side. Some goofball Senate staffer, I don't know which one, put in this first-in, first-out thing. Have you gotten wind of this?
Tell me about it.
This is for investors. If you're sequentially buying a company's, you know, stock name, all right, so you start 2009 and you buy some more in 2010, you buy some more in 2014, buy some more in 2016. If you want to sell some of that stock, you have to sell beginning at the beginning, all the way back. You can't sell the latest transaction, which, you know, might be frothy or might even be a tax loss, a year-end tax loss. You got to go back and sell the very first transaction, which means, in theory, you're probably going to pay a higher capital gains tax. I call it, others call it a backdoor capital gains tax hike, presumably worth $2.7 billion, which they will never see, ever see. And I just think that's terrible. Now, the Investment Company Institute, which represents mutual funds, this is also part of the drama. They got themselves out of that, but individuals are still going to have to deal with that, including ETFs and things of that sort. That's just, you know, that's Washington swamp at its worst, number one. But it's also bad policy. It's just raising the capital gains tax. And they'll actually lose money on that. So that's one other thing sitting out there. But on the whole, the business side is very good, very powerful, will produce much more growth and investment and productivity and wages. I like it a lot.
Well, and a lot of what you're talking about, the reason we're getting these kind of weird things first in, first out, a lot of this is because they need budgetary trickery in order to satisfy reconciliation. You said on this program and a lot of other places that this is nonsense. Mike Pence can overrule a parliamentarian and they can get whatever package they need to through. Have you heard anything else from the White House or others about their intention to, say, overrule the parliamentarian in the event that it's maybe a little close and not quite satisfying the deficit concerns?
Not yet. That's a good point. And I'm still waiting. You know, you need a product first. So, I guess next week after Thanksgiving, the Senate will finish the committee markup and go to the floor, and we'll see what's in that floor bill. We just don't know. For example, you could conceivably have an end, a repeal of the individual mandate from Obamacare. That might be in there, which would solve a lot of problems, both health care problems and revenue problems. But yes, I still, you know, I spoke to a breakfast of Republican senators now about 2 weeks ago, and, you know, I said, do what it takes. I mean, I don't understand why they never just went to a 3% growth baseline. Now, they went to 2.6, which is better than CBO's 1.9.
Right.
They'd gone to 3, they'd have picked up $500-600 billion. Regarding the Byrd rule itself, I don't know. To me, if you have to, suspend it. Is that a nuclear option? Yes, I suppose so. Kind of the way Mitch McConnell dealt with Neil Gorsuch's nomination to the Supremes. And sometimes you got to do what you got to do. The Republicans have to play hardball. They must get this through.
So even if he goes nuclear on that particular question, you still need Republicans to support it. And
that's where, correct.
And there's a question here of whether people like Jeff Flake, Bob Corker, Senator Lankford are going to support it because they're concerned the deficit will go up. Are they getting the growth estimates wrong?
Well, look, I think the growth estimates are going to be higher. I mean, the growth itself is going to be higher. I don't know about these guys, Flake and Corker, and I don't have any respect for them anymore. John McCain is I think he's going to vote for it. I think that what we call the two ladies, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, will vote for it because they want the insurance company bailout. You're probably going to get that. I think that'll harvest their votes. So I'm not so worried about some of these individuals. Ron Johnson will come around as long as they give more relief to the pass-throughs. And I think Senator Johnson's right about that, by the way. In fact, I think he should ask for even more relief to get their effective rate down to under 30%. Look, the individual side of this thing, there's not much going on for growth. It's a mishmash. You know, I mean, the top rate is going to stay the same or maybe come down an inch. The middle rates, tax rates, come down 3 percentage points. It's not huge. There's so much money thrown at child tax credits, which, you know, I love children. I don't know if you saw the piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday.
I did.
Canine tax
yes.
credits. I love that. I'm a dog. I'm an old man. My wife and I, we're dog people. Then the feline tax credits. I think you guys should get a tax credit for Thanksgiving
yeah.
shopping. You know, it's really kind of a waste of money. The best way to put more money in people's pockets is just really slash their marginal tax rates, yep. which has a good incentive growth effect. So they wasted a lot of money there, in my view. But it is what it is, the doubling of the standard deduction. But the business side, it dwarfs the importance of the individual side. And the business side will really help this country grow faster and, you know, have better business investment and wage demands. And it'll really make us competitive.
Yep.
We'll be right down there. You know, my book on JFK and Reagan, they both said, if you're strong at home, you will be strong abroad. And we have not been strong at home with a 2% economy for whatever, 8 or 10 years. So I think this is going to go a long way. It's going to be a big positive. I hold my nose regarding some of these individual things.
Yeah.
It's the business thing that matters.
Well, whatever happens, I hope it's good for the country. Larry Kudlow, thanks for keeping us abreast as this thing moves along.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir. 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and here we go. And